Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris from NSYNC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Man, I love music. I wish I could know how to play an instrument. I wish you knew how to just, well, I would say shut the hell up, but then you literally will for the next 2 hours.
Do you know how to play an instrument? Do you know any instruments?
I used to, yeah.
No, I mean, used to, but now, could you play an instrument? Somebody handed you an instrument or you walked into someone's house and
no
jam sessions are going to pop up on the road?
No. I used to play the trumpet and hated every second of it. So I would purposely
Was that your choice? Like, did you pick an instrument? Like, you had to pick an instrument?
I not only did I have to pick, I had to pick the trumpet.
Okay, your brother.
Because of my brother. Because he wanted a new one.
So I got
a piece of crap one, which I still have in my garage.
What makes a trumpet better than another trumpet? Like, is it the material?
No idea. And don't care. I truly don't care.
The length of the tube?
Speaking of musicians, next week, I thought it was this week, but next week we have the guitarist from Foreigner.
What?
Is going to be on. Jeff Filson.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to him, who was in a band, and of course, a producer extraordinaire walked out. Phil was in a band that also Mickey D was in.
Oh, really?
Not at the same time, but yeah.
So I like having the extra hour to our program, like the expanded hours, because we have a chance to talk to, you know, actresses and like legendary actors and musicians that, you know, it's not all combat sports, but it's nice to have a variety show.
I've been very fortunate, and I want to thank Billy Owens for it. You know, Billy I'm sure he's not listening now. He listens to the interview, and then I'm sure he bolts. He's the one that's really been, you know, helped us. I got to fulfill one of the most important interviews I've ever done in my life because of Billy Owens. When we had Daughtry on.
Yeah.
You know, Loretta Swit got us Funt, you know, gets us a lot of outside. And I like that because anybody can do sports.
Now, did you see this week? Remember the first episode that I joined Knockout Radio? Do you remember like that first one? What,
was that the F-bomb?
No. That's why I brought all the famous people from Tampa Bay. Yeah. Did you see this week? I sent you a new link, updated fresh list of 30 celebrities that are called Tampa Bay home?
No, I don't download anything anybody sends to me.
I sent it to you because your boy Robin Zander's on the list.
I would hope.
Safety Harbor.
So he's in the top 30?
Top 30 of most famous people from this area. John Cena made the list.
Well, John Cena, who's in the Guinness Book of World Records for granting the most wishes.
Yeah.
You know, of course he's. And I don't, honestly, I don't know if Robin Zander is as well known as if you say the lead singer of Cheap Trick.
Right, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, everybody knows Cheap Trick. A lot of people like a Cheap Trick, and I don't know what. Steve, where are you? Do you by any chance know what a Cheap Trick fan is called? Okay. You know, they're all have names and, you know, the Scorpionettes or whatever, you know. So everybody that would be a fan of Cheap Trick, I mean, a fan of Cheap Trick, would tell you Robin Zander, right? But there's people, casual fans,
right?
You know, that know a song or two, that have heard of the band Cheap Trick, but couldn't tell you anybody that's in the band.
Sure, of course.
I like Journey. Couldn't tell you one person in Journey.
Steve.
Well, he's not in Journey. Steve Perry's
Steve Perry.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not in Journey anymore.
Oh, well.
And I don't know who replaced the karaoke singer either, because he left.
Well, once a champion, always a champion. Once a lead singer of a band, always a lead singer.
Well,
of a band.
I've always said if you're going to be in a band, you want to be the lead singer.
Now, which one is better, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
You know, you'd have to ask true Van Halen fans.
Okay.
I mean, one supposedly, they're both insane. They're both out there. But of the two, I mean, David Lee Roth was just a massive lunatic, from what I understand, allegedly. You know, just allegedly. And I don't know if David Lee Roth has a bar, and if he has one in Mexico like Sammy Hagar does.
Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, whatever.
Cabo Habo.
Yeah, whatever.
Cabo Wabo.
But I do enjoy stepping out a little bit. And what I've found, except for the case of Loretta Swit, you know, most people are still sports fans. You know, most have played, you know, because like I said, the Wikipedia was wrong.
Yeah.
But I proved it right because she was a cheerleader. And right. cheerleading is a sport. And it's definitely more a sport than the spelling bee.
They're more of a sport than golf?
I'm not going to say more of a sport, but I think they're equal.
Because this past weekend, the guy that won the U.S. Open, he treated the trophy like the
Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. Started drinking beer out of it. And you know, in a gentleman's sport, do you think that is wrong? I mean, he's getting backlash.
Hold on a second. A gentleman's sport?
A gentleman's sport.
Have you seen John Daly?
I didn't say John Daly was a gentleman. I'm just saying that
You're saying a gentleman's sport.
I'm just saying as a sport, you know, like, do you like tradition where, like, it's very, like, custom and historical and very, let's say, boring, you know, versus, like, the new age?
All right, you need to go to a golf tournament that Steve and I went to. And I was too fat, lazy, tired, and didn't care.
Well, you're perfect for the 16th hole.
I didn't go to it.
But that's it's made for people like you.
Well, like, no, it's not made for people like me. It's made for lunatics.
That's what it is.
And when I mentioned to one of the workers, they're like, "No, it'd be so packed you can't even get close." I mean, that it's Happy Gilmore, and yes, I liked it that he went and celebrated. I liked the story. I felt bad for. I can't remember his name, who was leading the whole time and eight-putted.
Rory McIlroy.
No, he took second.
Oh, I did.
Who, from what I understand, he paid to play the course. You know, it's a very private course. You are not allowed to change your shoes in the parking lot at this course.
What?
How about that?
Can you play golf barefoot?
No.
It's illegal.
You can't.
But you should.
Well.
Why do you have to wear footwear on a golf course?
Why, yeah. Try going to the course that threw me off because I was in flip-flops.
Like, can you wear wrestling shoes in the UFC?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think anybody does.
Well, they did back in the day.
Back in the day, but that must be a rule change.
Well, there's plenty of rule changes. But you asked me a question about golf.
The golf. Now the 16th hole.
You're not allowed to be on a cell phone at this course. You can only from a certain area or the payphone.
Because speaking of the 16th hole at the Waste Management course,
yep.
The iconic, you know, where the Happy Gilmore environment, people chugging beers and yelling,
throwing beers.
Another Tampa Bay resident, guy that started here, Bert Krishner,
yep.
The comedian.
His movie just came out.
Was out at the 16th hole and doing the beer chugs and the fan interaction.
Do you know the story about him?
No, but he's a local comedian, right?
Do you know the story about him?
No.
The legend of the machine?
Oh, he was the Van Wilder inspiration from college, right? He never graduated. He just kept re-enlisting because he wanted to party and stay in school.
When you have time, either watch the movie or Google his train ride to Russia.
Oh.
And that's where the machine came from what I've been told.
Really?
Haven't seen the movie.
Okay.
He was in a Russian class at Florida State.
Okay.
And so the class, I guess I'll tell you the little bit that I know. The class was going to Russia. So they're on a train and somehow he ended up, I don't know, somehow he obviously walked there and he ended up partying with these Russians.
Okay.
The Russians had him basically go rob the bar.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
So he basically went and allegedly robbed the bar. Then he allegedly, because I don't know how true all this stuff is, robbed his classmates.
Wow.
They told him, go rob the classmates. And he did. Okay. So then, when they get to Russia, they get off, they go to arrest him. And the Russian mob that was on the train went to the police and said, oh, no, he's with us. He's the machine. And saved him. Wow. So then the class is like, no, now he's going to save us. We're safe because we're with the machine. But yeah, I don't really get the gimmick of that. He performs, 142 pounds overweight with no shirt on.
I mean, that's this gimmick.
At least Fluffy wears a shirt.
Well, but that's but I was told that the Van Wilder movie was Van Wilder was a movie where basically the premise is that he doesn't graduate, even though he has enough credits to. He stays behind just to stay in the life. He doesn't want to go on to the real world. He doesn't want to become an adult. He wants to just stay where his parents pay for all of his bills, and he just hangs out on college campus and doesn't graduate. And they made a movie about it.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll try to get Phil Rowe on, and we'll do it quick because then we have one at the bottom of the hour with Jillian, whose trainer is my man, Dean Stockton. So we're going to talk a little bit about Dean Stockton. This not video. And my buddies at Kiss who still own the program.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Tour de Pizza. It was National Lampoon Van Wilder film. TV show called Herbert on FX.
Okay. If you heard the news, Mark Coleman stepping into the squared circle.
Celebrity boxing. He's going to go back into the celebrity boxing. And speaking of celebrity boxing, my guy, Carlos, shout out Carlos Jimenez from 60 Days In, the A&E TV show. He went up to Atlantic City and won his celebrity boxing fight on Friday night. So congratulations to Carlos, my man.
I have mixed emotions about Mark Coleman in the celebrity boxing.
He looks good. He's been losing weight.
You know, he does look good.
Dedicated.
Whatever it takes to stay clean and sober, all of that. I still consider him, up until John Jones' next fight, the greatest heavyweight UFC champion of all time. The greatest UFC heavyweight of all time.
Not even John Jones.
I think John needs to win one more. Honestly.
Have you seen the banter between John Jones and Francis? Like,
yeah, it's so stupid. It's stupid.
Well, because he said, hey, I needed to get 3 years to get to big enough to fight you, Francis. And then Francis said, well, I need more time to do jiu-jitsu and grappling. And then John says, you'll need more than a year.
Right. You know, it's both sides are ridiculous. And it's kind of like when you make promises. You know, if I win the $100 million lottery, I promise to give you $1 million.
Yeah.
Right? It's so far-fetched. If I win $100 million, I will give you $1 million. Sure. Okay? I have no problem with that. These two won't fight. They're not going to fight. I don't think they will ever fight. Well, Nagano did what was best for Nagano and left.
But could the PFL and Bellator merging into one?
What would that do for John Jones? Nothing.
But could it create enough money and revenue where Dana would actually make that fight?
No.
You don't think Dana ever would do it?
No. No. Now, Dana has done it once when Chuck Liddell went over to Japan and fought, I think it was Quentin, in Pride.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But it's not up to Dana. Dana doesn't need to do this. Why would the big dog ever put their name, their title, their reputation on the line to help somebody else? It benefits PFL. It benefits Bellator. Now, Bellator does it over in Japan. I get all that. But no, it doesn't make any sense. It would be like the NFL playing a Canadian football team. Caleb makes a phone call and gets Calgary to play Kansas City.
Yeah.
All that can do is help Calgary. All that can do is help the Canadian Football League. It's not going to help Kansas City, the NFL. Why would Dana White ever do that?
I mean, the revenue, the money.
To
be a part of history, to have the biggest fight of all time. I mean, do you don't think that would be the biggest draw of all pay-per-views of all time?
No. I honestly don't think it would be. I think a lot of people don't care about Francis Ngannou. Okay?
That's true.
It's
I mean, more people know Robin Zander by name.
Probably. I don't think that would happen. Tyson Fury, John Jones, which is a ridiculous fight.
That's a massive fight.
It's massive, though, because it's Tyson Fury. It's outside of, it's when you put two big names, two mega names together. To me, Francis Ngannou isn't a mega name,
right?
In my opinion. And you're putting two in the same circle in it. You're not going to get boxing fans to tune in to John Jones versus Ngannou.
Now, going back to the Mark Coleman thing, I mean, obviously, Mark he dedicated his life to the sport. This is what he is. That's his identity.
Different sport, but go ahead.
But to keep in the combat sport, to do something that keeps him out there, that he's loved and dedicated his life to, you know, I think it's a great thing for Mark, personally.
I love it for Mark.
Because I see it similar to the Nick or Nate Diaz versus Jake Paul fight setup, where it's kind of like, I don't think we're going to get the best Nate Diaz like boxing like show. It's not the really competitive, but because of his name and his legendary status in this combat sport world, I want to see it.
Yeah, no, it's a freak show. Let's be honest, it's a freak show no matter which one of the two you want to bring up. Whether it's Jake Paul, freak show, who I like. Nate Diaz, freak show, who I like.
Yeah.
I'm saying. So I'm okay with that. The Tyson Fury, John Jones, it's too outside of the world. I think could be entertaining, but I don't see, and I'm a John Jones guy in the ring, in the cage. I've supported him in the cage. He's not beating Tyson Fury in a boxing match.
No.
Zero chance.
Nobody is.
Zero chance. And I see Tyson Fury, zero chance.
But what if
there's your bucked up t-shirt, by the way.
Bucked up.
In red.
I love it.
I brought you red. I brought black. I had one for our assistant producer, but I didn't know we'd be here today. So I do have one for you as well.
But what if the UFC, now just hear me out, Randy, before you criticize me for being dumb and like not thinking
about the box. That's a moot point. That's definite.
But what if the UFC did the fight, John Jones, Francis Ngannou in Nigeria or in Africa? Right? Because they want to build the Performance Institute in Africa. They already talked about developing to
Can I
build
interrupt?
The sport.
Can I just interrupt one thing? Francis Ngannou is not a UFC fighter.
I know that.
So PFL, who is building all that stuff in Africa, it's part of the deal with Francis Ngannou. The PFL is not going to, in my opinion, PFL/Bellator is not going to give the reins to Dana to do this fight anywhere.
well, can Endeavor just buy the PFL and Bellator real quick, and then they'll own everything on sports entertainment?
And it could happen.
I mean, they already own the WWE. They own UFC.
And I mentioned, you mentioned, you brought up, and I mentioned Jake Paul. Logan Paul, big, massive announcement over the weekend. You know, Money in the Bank, which is a big, big pay-per-view for the WWE.
Yeah.
He gets an automatic. He made a phone call. Scripted, I know.
Well, no.
But he automatic entry into the Money in the Bank. And if you remember in the last one, and then Ricochet came out and said he made Logan Paul famous. Both of the Paul brothers and my buddy up in D.C. and a lot of people who can't stand the Paul brothers, huge fan of both of the Pauls. Huge fan of what they've done. Huge fan of what they've built. The athleticism of really both of them, but Logan Paul is just unbelievable.
The Paul brothers remind me of a story of the Amal and Juan. You know the story of those guys? Very similar. Do you know it? They're identical twins, but their mom only carries one photo around because, you know, if you've seen Juan, you've seen them all.
Shut up.
Come on. Trying to just make you have some fun. What are you doing over there in the metaverse? What are you doing?
Well, no, we're trying to reschedule Phil Rowe. You know, he was in the middle of another interview. So, okay. You know,
Rowe is not a Tampa Bay guy. He is lives in Ochoee outside of Orlando. Unfortunately, he did not make the top 30 list of.
But that's Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay. Ochoee and Orlando. All right. Since you think you're a Philly fresh guy.
Yeah.
Any idea where Phil Rowe went to college?
Oh, I would say UCF.
Daytona.
Oh, it does.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I figured it was Central Florida.
Yeah.
Speaking of metaverse, Mark Zuckerberg training with Brazilian Jiu Jitsu one champion, flyweight world champion, Mickey Moussed. So why? I don't know his name. See, that's the problem. See, here's what happens, Randy. So I get most of my content from the show by scrolling on Facebook and Instagram, and then when I see something that could bring up, like for the show, to make it, you know, like entertaining or like contribute to factual knowledges, I screenshot it. So that way, I just have to go through my photo album, and I can just see screenshots of things that I thought were important to the combat world for the week. But then I can't expand or click to see more because it's just a screenshot.
Right, it's just a picture.
So I don't actually know the rest of the story. But I do know that co-founder and CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, trains with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and one champion, flyweight world champion, Mickey Mus. So whatever the rest of that is, I don't know.
So, all right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we may complete our UFC fighter run with a Jillian Robertson when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stepson.
Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Tournament to Pizza as we continue to get ready for this weekend. BKFC on Friday, UFC up in Jacksonville. And they just announced, I know we got to get to the phone lines, ticket prices for the Miami soccer team have gone from like $12 to $400.
Because you have Lionel Messi.
And they announced July 21st will be his first game.
We got to talk about that because what he did is genius. Was he structured a deal.
All right, we'll talk about that after Jillian. I don't want her to get mad and have to come and beat you up because she won't let us get to the phone lines. So let's head up to Jacksonville as we get ready for this weekend. Jillian Robertson, how are you?
I'm doing great. Super excited. A couple days out for fight night.
What's fight week like? I know I asked you this last time you were on. I mean, is it always the same or do you try to like change it up a little, whether it's the time you work out or where you walk around or how do you handle it?
It's been a little bit different these last two camps because I've had a little bit stricter of a weight cut. And this time it's even a little bit more different because I brought my dog with me. So I've been just keeping, I guess, a regular schedule. I try to keep my fight or my training time around when I would fight. And this is an early card, so I'm usually training in the mornings or around midday whenever we can fit it around media stuff. And, just getting to work.
I thought I had a couple really big, important questions, but it's now all changed. So the most important question is, what kind of dog?
He's a Chihuahua, a long-haired Chihuahua. I actually just adopted him 3 weeks ago.
Have you had a dog before?
At this camp, it's actually been a big struggle for me that I did lose my dog, and he was a 14-year-old pit bull, and he was my absolute best friend in the whole world. So it was definitely heartbreaking, but I needed that puppy energy in my life.
Absolutely. So I tell this story from time to time. It's I travel a lot. I travel with the UFC. I travel with the NFL, blah, 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 blah. My wife wanted a dog. I've never been a dog person. So we went to the Humane Society through a mutual friend. They call me up. They go, we got your dog. I go, what do you mean you have my dog? I don't even know what kind of dog I want. They go, trust me, we have your dog. So we go down on a Saturday, and it's a Yorkie poo. And so we brought it home on Saturday. I had to bring it back on Monday for shots and blah, 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 blah. When I bring her home on the Monday, I go to Subway. And then I called my wife and I said, honey, I just became one of them. I carried the puppy into the Subway. You know, I didn't drive home and take the dog home and then go to Subway. I became one of them. So I guess I'm one of you now.
I never thought I would be a small dog owner either. Like I said, I had a 14-year-old pit bull who was about 65, 70 pounds. So now going to an 8-pound dog, it's just more fitting for my Miami apartment and also helps like for travel situations. I'm lucky that I was able to bring him where my other dog, I couldn't really bring him anywhere because he was just too big.
For sure. And the 8-pound, and I think our Yorkie poo is like 5, thinks it's an 85-pound dog.
Oh, yeah, this one has a bigger attitude than my pit bull did. It tries to, any big dog it sees, it starts barking, trying to go after it. I'm like, what are you going to do if it actually comes over here?
Exactly. Speaking of pit bull, let's talk about a different type of pit bull. One of my closest friends, Dean Thomas. Tell me a little bit about him.
Oh, gosh. Dean's someone that I've worked with since I was 16, and I feel like he's just an innovator of the sport, and nobody has a mind like him, and I'm blessed to have a coach like that.
Nobody has a mind, whether it's mixed martial arts or anything else, like Dean, that's for sure.
Exactly. I actually just got off a podcast with him a couple of minutes ago, and we were just talking about how he has like 7 jobs. He's working everything.
Do you get upset? Because to be honest with you, I do. I try to make sure that pronunciation, all that stuff is right. Do you get upset when people call him Din?
I get Gillian all the time too. So I feel like I don't get upset when people say my name wrong.
Well, okay. I'll get upset for both of you moving forward.
Thank you. I'm like, I've had it, even in UFC fights, commentators have called me Gillian. So it's definitely a common occurrence.
I had a friend of mine that played for the Buccaneers, and his name was Jorge Diaz. And the Buccaneers over the MC, the PA, you know, now playing George Diaz. So we're playing golf one day, and I said, "What is your name?" And he goes, "Does it matter?" I go, "Yeah, it matters. What is your name?" He goes, "It's Jorge, but everybody calls me George." I helped make the NFL start to call him by his right name of Jorge. That's my one.
That's funny.
And Randy's really good friend, Jorge Giselle.
You're such an idiot.
Out of Cincinnati, a UFC legend.
You're an idiot. It's George Giselle.
Jorge. So look, Randy got crucified earlier from Loretta Swit from the TV show MASH when he pulled up Wikipedia facts that were wrong. So I'm hoping that you're originally from Ontario, from Niagara Falls. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
So I'm sitting here looking at the back of my Jeep Gladiator. Inside of it, I have a rain barrel. It's a Chuck Liddell ice tub that I carry around mobily. And what's old is now new again. The Titanic is dominating the airwaves as we speak.
That's not right.
But being an adventurous, like, would you ever go over the Niagara Falls in a barrel? Which is something you would do, because there's been over 5,000 attempts. Only 16 people have survived. But are you an action, like, thrill seeker in real life?
If you give me permission, I'll fire him right now.
That's a great question, Harris.
I don't think that's something that I would, I don't know. It's just, there's too big of an actual death risk there. I've definitely, like, I've went skydiving before, and I've went shark diving before. And I feel like those are the two biggest, I guess, thrill seeking things that you could say that I've done. And even those just don't compare to fighting for me. So I feel like there's no thrill like stepping in a cage.
I'm trying to think which I would do. And I'm thinking neither.
What's that?
No barrel. And no, I've been in the cage, but obviously not to fight.
Growing up in Niagara Falls, you know the legendary story. Well, of course. And the people and the attempts and, you know.
Well, I'll ask you it this way, because I've stood in that corner right there, and I've, like, thought, what are these morons thinking that get in a barrel and dive off this thing? Have you ever thought that as you're standing right there at the falls?
Yeah, that's a very, very long fall. That's what I'm usually thinking. Yeah. That's a very high drop. So yeah, I don't know what I guess. Yeah, I don't know what's running through somebody's mind to even want to do that.
Let's talk about what's at hand Saturday night. When we've started, fighters have told us, I'm trying to think how to even say this, that Saturday is like a birthday party. You know, I used to say, is it like the start of summer vacation? And more fighters are saying, no, it's like a birthday party. It's like a New Year's Eve party. So let's talk about the birthday party / New Year's Eve party Saturday. Give me your thoughts on Tabitha and the fight at hand.
She's definitely a tough opponent. I don't think she has any clear ways to finish me. I think on the ground is where she's strongest, and I don't think she's going to give me any issues there, since that's my specialty as well. I think that, my jiu-jitsu is definitely going to be a next level, and the last time I fought a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt was when I got my first TKO, so I'm hoping we can see more of that this Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, and you briefly mentioned it earlier. It's a different start time on Saturday. So what goes into that preparation-wise, whether it's, you know, time to get to the arena, but how will that affect, you know, your overall performance on Saturday?
Nothing affects my performance when it comes to start time. Like, when we were in Abu Dhabi all through COVID, I think the start time was 3 a.m. over there for the fighters. So Yeah, no matter what time it is, if it's 3 a.m., if it's 11 a.m., if it's 5 p.m., I'm going to be ready to go.
But does that change, like, sleep schedules? And do you have to start weeks out, or is that something, you know, granted you're East Coast, so you're used to getting up at whatever time. But is that something that you have to kind of, like, slowly process that, you know, I'm going to need to get up earlier, I'm going to have to go to sleep later, or whatever?
For this fight, not really, but for the fights like in Abu Dhabi, then that time I was out there, I pretty much stayed nocturnal. I was just, we scheduled my training sessions to be, I think it was at like 8 p.m., and then my second one was at 12. So I was active through the night more.
I'm getting blasted on social media, which is a normal occurrence, but people hate this noon start. I'm like, I'd love it. It'll be over by 6 or 7. I can be asleep by 9. You know, the other times, you know, I'm falling asleep. It's 11 o'clock. The main event hasn't even started yet. So just from a total, you know, my standpoint, I love the early start time.
I wish every card started at this time. I'm like, I'm usually in bed by 6 or 7 p.m. So this is a good time for me.
Exactly. How will you relax? How will you and the team over the next couple of days? Obviously, there's things that you still need to do, the media obligations today and maybe another workout or two. But how will you try to relax and not think about the birthday party on Saturday? Or is that something that you want to dwell on?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Oh, yeah, just cut out for a second. Sorry.
And internets and Skypes and radio stations, old school. I was asking, you know, what will you and the team do over the next couple days? Obviously, you know, you may have another workout. You have the media obligations today. But how will you try to relax and not think about Saturday? Or is that something you want to dwell on, that, you know, the birthday party on Saturday?
It's almost too much downtime, I feel like, at the hotel. So I'm getting in one workout a day because my calories are pretty low, cutting weight right now. So, yeah, it's just it is a lot of thinking about it, a lot of studying. I like to watch my opponent a lot, just visualize what it is to see that person across the cage from you, and just really immerse yourself in this for the next 3 days until you do actually face them.
Final question. What goes through your mind as you're walking to the octagon, fight day, fight night, whichever?
I think once the walk starts, nothing. Before the walk, there's 100 thoughts going through my mind. Everybody definitely gets nervous, and everybody's thinking, oh, like, what if this happens? What if this happens? But then the second my walkout song starts, I swear, it's just like focused, 100% zoned in, and we're ready to go.
Awesome. Jillian, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some cool stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
That was great talking to you guys today.
Talking to you. Have fun on Saturday. Jillian Robertson, a protege of, I'd like to say my brother, but he's more like my son, or you're smart ass when you say grandson. I still take credit for Dean Thomas and everything that he's doing in the rest of his career.
Yeah, even his comedy career?
I want to go see him.
We have to go. I want to open.
Well, first of all, there is no we.
I'll drive.
There is no we.
Take the barrel.
There is no we.
Shove you in a barrel. We'll take you in the back door.
There is no we. But I do want to see Dean. We'll go see, Steve and I are going to go see Adam Hunter in 2 weeks in Vegas. Wonder who he'll have open for him. But Dean was a guest on our show. First interview he ever did, or so he says, at Tampa Bay Buccaneer training camp in Orlando. And Dean is definitely my guy.
Would you ever go over the falls in a barrel?
No, idiot. I wouldn't.
I think it'd be fun. I think, I mean, of all the death-defying feats, I mean, I would not walk a tightrope in between two skyscrapers. I would not go to the bottom of the ocean.
You wouldn't get in a barrel and go over Niagara Falls.
I would. I just got in a barrel 10 minutes ago.
I will pay for the flight.
Well, I can drive. It's in the back of my truck.
No, I want to get there as quickly as possible.
I'm going in that barrel. It's strong, like bull.
There's no top to it.
See, those are little technicalities. But like, I mean, the whole Titanic thing doesn't make sense either. You're going to 12,000 feet below the earth to view an unsinkable ship that sank.
It sank.
I mean, the whole premise is wrong. So why do I need a lid for the barrel?
That's not even good. Let's go hit our final break of hour number two. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Statsum.
Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus, criminy.
Hi. What something? You don't even know the address? I think we should get...
Isn't that a rule? You have to be 18 to drink energy drinks?
Well, I don't know.
Are there disclaimers?
I would imagine.
Can't get a 10-year-old jacked up on bucked up.
Why not?
Crazy.
Why not?
I don't know.
I want to see Kelly and...
You can't drink Red Bull. Neither.
I want to see Kelly and Natalie up for the next 48 hours.
Yeah.
As they watch over Robert, where he's bouncing off walls and stuff. You know, he's waiting to see it. Well, it's starting to rain again here in the Tampa, St. Pete area, so practice may get canceled. But I think after we give him a bucked-up energy drink, he's going to play offense and defense at the same time. He's going to block himself.
He's like that Bugs Bunny cartoon where he...
Hey, be careful. A lot of these cartoons we can't talk about anymore.
Why? Bugs Bunny got canceled?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I get Pepe Le Pew getting canceled. I mean, he's a molester. I can see that one. I mean, he was offensive. And then Yosemite Sam, you know, he had the Confederate flag, so obviously you got to cancel him. What else we cancel this week? Anything? We still mad at Target? Who's next on the chopping block? This week happened.
I don't know.
Any companies offend anybody?
Yeah, they all do.
Right? I mean, that's kind of what they.
They
do.
All do. Yeah. And you know, whatever. Who cares?
Just saying.
I don't care about any of that anymore. Well, let's be honest. I didn't care about it before.
It's true.
Whatever, if it doesn't affect me, there's a lot of things that still piss me off, but I'm trying to, you know, live another year.
Are you trying to be like a good person?
No.
Nice, like are they God-fearing people?
No. Oh. No, not at all. I'm just trying not to let certain things bother me as much.
Do you get upset when things are like color-coded, like in the whole media about, you know, like Black History Month and like the Gay Pride Month and like, do you just wish everybody was all inclusive and just all one people?
Since you're trying to get me in trouble,
nah.
Yes, I wish everything was history.
Right.
It's all history.
Sure.
Pride history is history. Black History Month is history. Jewish history, Asian history. It's all history. Teach it all. And that's, to me, that's where there's a problem, is when you isolate things like that. I have a problem, since you're now going to get me really in trouble.
Not trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah, you did it on purpose.
Pointing out the obvious.
You know, where, why should we care? And I understand. I'm going to answer my own question. I get it.
Okay.
Okay, which is part of the problem as well. I don't care who owns this restaurant.
Okay.
If the restaurant is decent, if the restaurant food is decent, if the restaurant staff is decent, I'm going to eat there.
Okay.
If it stinks, I'm not. I don't care who owns it. I don't care.
But asking people to support businesses owned by certain ethnic groups
because to me is wrong.
Ethnic groups
to like, me is wrong.
Yeah,
because I don't care. I would never do that.
So what's your take on this Facebook meme that I just found? This came in from Omar Waddell. Yeah, I'm white. But I ain't let's get in a submarine and go look at the Titanic white. Thanks, Omar, for your submission. I didn't submit it. Wasn't me. I'm just reading the submissions from our fan base.
Styles G put up posts, something similar to that. I don't know if you saw it.
But no, in all seriousness, in one of my screenshots I saved for the week, this one I thought was really cool. We do talk a lot about veterans. We talk about a lot about suicides and prevention. And you know, this Devin Lusk, she's a great friend of mine. I've known her since I moved to St. Pete. Her friend posted something called Tomorrow Needs You, Call or Text 988. So it's basically saying, look, you're valuable and you're needed tomorrow. Like, so people who are thinking about this is their last final day, instead of like not feeling of any value or worth, they feel like, hey, I have something that I need to be present for in the future. And I think it's a great approach to suicide awareness that I'd never seen before. I'd never seen that approach to it before. And I think that was a brilliant campaign.
Okay.
Just saying.
Nope. With you. NBA draft tomorrow.
Yeah. There's a 7'5" guy.
4. 7'4".
7'4". And doesn't matter.
Somebody's, no.
After 7 foot, doesn't matter.
Somebody. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a big difference between 7 and 7'4".
Yeah, but like a 7'4", 7'5".
And typically, like you, I could see you doing this. Somebody is ripping him because of his curveball. He threw out the first pitch of the Yankees game.
It was awful. Awful.
He's going to be the number one draft pick for the San Antonio Spurs.
Not in the baseball world.
He don't care.
Yeah, but he's not. If you're an athlete, you should be an athlete in all sports.
That's not true.
What do you mean? Randy, can you play golf?
Yes.
Can you play softball?
Yes.
Can you bowl?
Yes.
You're an athlete, multi-sport athlete.
No.
You're already more talented than this kid.
Here's the problem with Victor. Vitor would be if he's from Brazil. You know, I brought you a Brazilian shirt. Did you notice that?
Did you really?
Yeah, I brought you a shirt that you can wear when you go to my home country of Brazil. So,
speaking of Brazil, did you see the Lakeland Brazilian soccer player was killed yesterday? As he was at home.
Was it on the news?
Yeah.
Then I didn't see it.
He was at home. A car ran through a house. Three of the soccer players for the Lakeland, you know, pro team or whatever is in Lakeland. And he got hit by the car. That ran through the house, and he passed away, unfortunately.
It's awful.
That's terrible. But I mean, it just goes back to, like, you never know when's your time. I mean, like, he was in his house doing nothing, right?
All right, let me ask you this, and I know this is supposed to be sports and venting and all that kind of crap. Would you want to know?
I think you change your daily habits. I think you change the things that you're afraid of. I think you take the trip that you always talked about doing. I think it's you buy the house that you dreamed of owning. I think it's the things that you...
I get the first one, not the second.
Well, I mean, I think it's...
Why would I want to buy a house that I've always wanted if I'm going to die in 6 weeks?
Because it's leaving something for your family.
The hell with them.
An investment.
The hell with them.
Assets.
The hell with them. I'll do the trip.
Okay. All right. But I think it forces you to do the things that you're afraid of doing. I think you would have a more... carefree approach to life. You might do the barrel over the Niagara Falls. You might take a trip down to see the Titanic.
You would do the barrel over Niagara Falls if you did it the morning of the day you're supposed to die.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, well, I only lost 6 hours.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You're like cut it short by a little bit.
You know, if they're going to tell you that you're going to die in 2042, I'm not going over the barrel tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it changes your life. I think it changes your approach because so many people are controlled by fear. I mean, fear dictates people's actions every day. I mean, I would say the majority of decisions made in the world by population is out of fear.
I don't think so.
You don't?
Out of fear? No. What kind of decision have
fear,
I?
Fear of rejection, fear of criticism, fear of failure, fear of.
So far, all three don't bother me.
Well, because you're a different breed. You have a tougher skin because you've been in the media for so long. You're immune to this. But most people don't have the courage to even talk on a radio show. How many people, like our producer, panic when you hand a microphone to them?
Nay, that's not true. And B...
Hand them the mic, then.
B, that's not true.
Hand them the mic.
It was...
Let him answer for himself.
Well, he's more than welcome to, but Steve, he's taping the show.
Steve, he's texting. He's texting. Steve, please come on and talk about fear.
He's producing. He's doing what he does best. But no, and I can only relate it to me. So far, all three of those things mean nothing to me.
Well, but that's the problem with the world. It's like people only see the world through their own eyes and their own perspective, like of their viewpoints on opinions and things and politics. And
I get some of that stuff, but you're
immune because you have to have tough skin being in the media.
No, I have to have tough skin because I deal with you.
Well, but I'm in the media. So it works.
Oh, my God.
This is all training for you.
Training?
Yes. I'm making you tougher.
Brought some bucked up energy stuff for you.
Yeah.
You and Steve are going to fight it out. We got some bucked up, high-powered energy shots. Got your red shirt.
He's afraid to talk on the mic. He's not going to talk trash in a fight coming up. You have to sell yourself in the fight game.
He's not in a fight.
That's why I worried about Trevor earlier. He's not a guy to talk trash.
Oh, no, he talks trash.
Does he?
Well, I mean, from his previous life.
Being a man of God, like, you can't be a pastor and, like, talking trash, can you?
Sure.
Like, this holy hand, right hand, send you back to Bethlehem. You know, I don't know.
He's the fighting preacher.
That would be a great...
Holly Holm is the preacher's daughter.
That would be a great
gimmick. He would be the fighting preacher.
Everything biblical.
And then you convert, and you could be the fighting rabbi.
Why would I be the rabbi?
Because you'd convert.
You have to wear the little thing on your head?
You don't have to.
Is that part of the UFC sanction rule?
You're such an idiot.
Wait, can you wear a yarmulke? What do they call it, a yarmulke?
A yarmulke.
Could you wear a yarmulke if you're a Jewish fighter in the UFC in a fight? Because you can't wear shoes. Can't wear, I mean, you know, they have.
I'm going to say probably no, because the clip that would clip it to your hair could be used as a weapon.
That's a good point.
Or a toothpick like Henderson.
I think we should get somebody to test that rule out. I mean.
Thoughts on David Feldman will be on in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
He's going to update us on a lot of situations. Yeah. The Alan Belcher, the interim title fight with Jared Warren.
Yeah, why is there an interim belt for that fight?
We're going to ask him. I mean, people have given me their ideas and their thoughts and their suggestions. On why, and David can tell us if this is true or not. Okay. What a lot of people believe is, and again, we don't know anything. I mean, I honestly used to know stuff. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not in the inn. I'm not in the circle. I'm not in the squared circle. I'm barely in the building.
Okay? You might be in the barrel.
No, I'm not going to be in the barrel. But if Lorenzo Hunt is going to fight for the heavyweight title, which definitely shouldn't be against Ben Rothwell. That's for sure. Ben could eat him.
That's a huge... I mean, they would have to do what John Jones did. He'd have to take 3 years, put on some size.
Yeah, well, and that ain't going to happen. If Lorenzo Hunt fights for the heavyweight title, I think Adams is too big for Lorenzo as well. But Lorenzo is trying to become the first three champion. So you can't relinquish the belt. So if you do the interim, and then Lorenzo fights and wins or loses, he'll never go back down to that weight anyway.
Right.
And then... I don't know. Do you automatically make the winner of the interim the champion, or are you going to make them have to fight for it again? Something we can ask David Feldman.
Yeah, but I have seen training videos of Lorenzo in Puerto Rico fighting Joey Beltran, who is a former champ, the heavyweight champ. And Lorenzo was fast, like much faster. So speed is a definite advantage in Lorenzo's case as far as going up against a bigger, massive fighter.
I agree. Speed is important. But what I know what I'd rather have, I don't care so much as the speed as I want the heavyweight power.
Right.
You know, Lorenzo hits like a truck. I get that. But a heavyweight's going to hit like a Mack truck. You know, it's just different. So speed is speed. I get that. But it'll be interesting to see. And Lorenzo may or may not have that title shot. We don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked David Feldman to come on and talk about a couple of these things. An event this Friday with BKFC. Good. BYB is in London on Sunday.
Okay.
Lakeland is July 14th?
19th.
19th?
19th. And then...
Main event. Intriguing.
Yeah, Richmond.
David Mundell.
Yeah, Mundell. The redneck.
Intrigued.
That's a great fight. I think that's a great matchup.
What I find funny is there's people, and again, it's Twitter. I get it. It's social media. I get all that stuff. You know, ripping Richmond. Richmond can't hang with Mundell. Mundell doesn't have the experience as Richmond. And again, I haven't heard that necessarily from David and Mike, but I've heard it from their corners, their right. fans, their, right. Their whatever.
Well, let's not forget, Mike Richmond put Lorenzo on his ass, and 8 seconds later went to sleep. You know, so had he not rushed in, had he maybe like taken some time and let it play out? Because we've all talked about Richmond and his footwork is some of the best in the game, right? His actual boxing skill and ability. So I think the Mundell-Richmond fight is an absolute banger.
It'll definitely be worth watching. We should have some tickets to give away. We'll discuss that as well. 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.